Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ahoy, welcome to a brand new episode of Baffled. This is Connor Explains. My name's Dan, Mark is also here.
Hello.
We're not really that important, though. We'll keep the whole thing ticking along, but we've thrown our brightest, most sharpest, most unique mind on the case, as always, on a Friday. Connor has taken something big, something huge, something incomprehensible. He's going to explain it for you. What is it today, Con?
We're going to take a little look at clowns.
Ah, so this came from an episode we had recently about McDonald's phasing out Ronald McDonald after a spate of clown crimes. And we were kind of wondering, hey, why are clowns look like that? Aren't they terrifying to everyone? How has that happened? So where did you start with this?
Well, I didn't really know where clowns come from, the history of clowns, why clowns even existed. Obviously, in the modern day, we see them at circuses, don't we? And we know them as something that pretty much most kids, barring a few, are scared of.
I go to circuses from time to time. I never see a clown. The only time you see clowns is when someone is playing a clown on the telly. I don't think clowns really exist anymore. That's my hot take of the day.
Oh, well, you think they're extinct? You think clowns are extinct in the 21st century, yeah?
Yeah, next to dodos.
When someone's dressing up as a clown, but I don't think anyone dresses like a clown to do clowning anymore.
No, I think it's been perceived in the modern day more as like this kind of scary thing. And like, there's a lot of horror films now, isn't there, that involve clowns and stuff like that. And they've sort of entered that world more so than the kind of performance aspect, which was maybe a little bit more like 90s, early noughties, like going to the circus and stuff. But now, obviously, films, scary, horrible clowns. Is it? Is that the one with the big horrible clown? Yeah. There we go.
The clown on the balloon.
Clown on the balloon. Clown
nice
on the balloon.
Nice to see you, Georgie.
There's your impression of the
that's
day.
That's the one.
That was it.
Hiya, Georgie.
It's very
two for the price of one there.
Very quickly, I'd like to interject. I can just imagine people that were maybe born before the 1990s rolling their eyes as you said that clowns were a very 90s, early noughties thing. I think they've been around for about 500 years.
No. As in the performance side of it with the circus and stuff like that. I think before that, which I want to talk to you about, they were a little bit different.
Ah, just quickly Googled, when did clowns start? 2400 BC.
Sure. When they were around in the early 90s.
Not the 1990s.
Okay then, Georgie, carry on.
Listen, lads. Performance clowns, early noughties. Not all they arrived in 2001.
Again, I'm sorry, I don't want to lay the boot in.
But hang on.
What were they doing back then? What were they doing in 2400 BC?
Clowns existed in 2400 BC, but actually they were just doing all the accounts. It kind of went through stages. Firstly, they were accountant clowns. Then they were counselling clowns. Then suddenly they were like, oh, we'll be philosopher clowns. Finally, they landed on performing, went, yeah, this is what we were born for.
I'm glad that they settled on that. So, Connor, you've researched the history of clowns. Just take us through what you've done, how you found it.
So the first known clowns date back to, yes, when Mark said, 2400 BC. Later civilizations also knew about clowns as well. But early clowns were also priests, and their roles were almost in the world of like religious. It was a little bit religious, the old clown world. Clowns of ancient Greece looked very different to what they do today. They were bald and they wore padded clothes to appear larger, which kind of gives you that understanding of when you see clowns today, they always wear large shoes. They might wear large shoulder pads. They might wear large weight. They kind of make themselves look bigger than they are. That is based on the ancient Greek clowns that existed.
Religious?
Yeah, so early clowns were also priests, it says. So,
what?
Yeah. Yeah, did you not know that?
Clowns were priests.
Squirting yeah, holy, yeah. holy wine through flowers pinned to their lapel.
Yeah, early clowns were also priests and their roles.
Flower. Oh, that's the blood of Christ.
I know. And it says here that their roles were almost indivisible.
Okay, that's mind blowing.
Part of me says bullsh.
Yeah.
Really? Why that?
I find it hard to call anything that kind of happened way back. I just think mental stuff happened kind of in like, you know, in the early noughties.
It's true. In the naughty noughties.
We are 2500 BC right now, aren't we?
Sure.
No, right now we're 2021, mate.
Stop it. Yeah, we are. but yeah, so yeah, we are that. Thanks, Mark. Yeah, so ancient Roman clowns wore pointed hats. That was kind of where, because I'm trying to compare it to the modern day clown and understand why the clown that we see today, why they look like that. So the ancient Roman clowns wore pointed hats and were the butts of the jokes. And yeah, in the 16th century, introduced masked characters. One was called Alecchino and Pierrot, and that was in Italy. And that was what created the kind of masked type clown. That was when that first sort of come to light.
Okay, so it's kind of ranging all over the place. Then it's gone to Greece. Now it's in Italy with the Romans.
It's gone through the ages, but yeah, the earliest finding of a clown was priests way back when, 2400 BC. Obviously, people find them scary today. Clowns through the ages have become a little bit of like a bit of a joke act. Do you know what I mean?
Now they're taking up performing. Now that they've gone through the other jobs that they thought about.
I don't know. Are we at the 90s yet in the history? Maybe they're still out there reaping the cornfields.
Yeah, we're avoiding like timelines of clowns because that was pretty impossible to find. We're just kind of trying to understand the world of clowns, which, to be honest with you, it's obviously going to be nonsense because it's clowns and none of it really makes any sense. But I'm trying my best.
Right, so take me to, you know, when did kind of Harlequins come around, clowns like that? Where they would be court jesters performing for kings and queens. Do we know anything about that?
Yeah, so the earliest sort of the true circus clown was a guy called Joseph Grimaldi.
I know about Joseph Grimaldi, the original pantomime man.
Yeah, who first appeared in England in 1805. Now, the reason that I'm talking about like late 90s as being when clowns were everywhere was because there was circus was a lot bigger. I found out in my research that circus was really popular, going to the circus in the 90s, in the 80s, and clowns were everywhere. They were involved in circus acts, which I didn't know, nor do I really care.
I mean, in fairness, it was very easy to market a circus back in the day. Circuses now including clowns. That's right, they're performing. It's pretty easy to market.
There we go.
Do you want to hear something that you'll find sad, Connor? I've read an entire book about Joseph Grimaldi.
Have you really? Gosh, I literally couldn't think of anything worse. Joseph Grimaldi, why did you ever do that to yourself?
I was interested. I've still got it. I actually can't remember much about it, but yeah, I remember he I think it was called The Pantomime Life of Joseph Grimaldi. Oh, there you go.
That's a must read, everybody. Make sure you get on it. Amazon Prime. So Joseph Grimaldi, who first appeared in England in 1805. Grimaldi's clown, affectionately called Joey, specialised in the classic physical tricks, tumbling and slapstick beatings. And that was kind of the birth of the comedic clown, Joseph Grimaldi.
When was that?
1805.
Some years before the 1890s, yeah. Isn't it?
Some years before they started performing in the 1890s.
You see, this is the thing. You don't listen. I didn't say they started performing. Said that it was bigger in the 90s. Do we go to the circus now? Do you ever see a circus really now? Really? I don't. Once in a blue moon.
Well, when I was younger, they exist. They just never go. No, I think I think they're around as much as they ever have been. Maybe a bit less because of animal cruelty. I reckon they're probably around as much as they ever have been, but you're now a 25-year-old man, so aren't taken by your parents like you were when you were a 5-year-old. And they're like, what are we going to do with 5-year-old Dylan Connor who's climbing the walls again? Oh, let's find a circus to take you to. Whereas that's not how your life is lived now.
Well, I don't know. Like in my research, it was talking a lot about the fact that circuses and clown performances were a lot more popular in the 90s and early noughties. So, you know, you can laugh at the research, but that's what it said. That's what it said.
I think Joseph Grimaldi was like the original sad clown as well. I think he was a very sad state when he died.
I think if you asked
Maybe because it because it was 100 years before the 90s.
I think this sums up my point here. If you asked anyone of our age group, really, if you went to a clown when you were young, if you went to a circus when you were young, I reckon that most would probably say yeah. Whereas I reckon if you asked most kids today who are in schools or whatever, whether they've been to a circus, I reckon they'd probably say no.
Yeah, it's an interesting point, actually.
I reckon they'd probably... I can't imagine that the kids of today that are on TikTok would go and watch a circus, whereas we did when we were kids.
But it depends what age you are. Maybe they're a bit younger. You know, I think just because kids are on TikTok doesn't mean they don't like... And we're on TikTok, by the way, it's at Baffled Point.
Also kind of depends on how boring the parents are, aren't they? It really depends on how boring the parents are, let's be real. You know,
as in, do you think...
It's a bit boring.
Do you think taking kids to a circus is boring?
Yeah, there's plenty more things, but more
what
fun.
Is it better to just let your kid be on TikTok? Is that less boring? To shove a phone under them and do a funny dance with them?
Take them to a theme park, you know, take them go-karting. There's best stuff out there.
Talking about parents doing things, I saw an e-sport Fortnite player, right, whose mum was his manager. She learned how to play Fortnite, you know, to see what it was all about, and now she's become a professional Fortnite player and streams and stuff. She's on Twitch. Some, like, 50-year-old woman playing Fortnite. I don't know how I feel about that.
There we go. Thanks for that little tangent.
Just that done. Yeah, so the idea of, like, the sacred clown, if somebody was like, what is a clown? The idea of a sacred clown is it's an opening to chaos that preceded creation, especially during New Year festivals. So there was a time where New Year festivals included loads of clowns. There was a time in the world where it was a New Year thing. You could actually hire clowns for New Year's. That was pretty cool as well.
Has your research extended as far as to knowing why they dress like they do? I know you said stuff about masks earlier on, but do you know why they've got the wigs, why they've got the coloured suits?
No.
Great.
You?
No, I don't know. I would like to know. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I've done the bit I enjoy, which is why they're there, you know?
Well, let's sidestep away from that. Anything else that you've learned about the mercurial world of clowns?
Well, do you know, the thing that I was really interested in, more so than why they dress the way they are, is why people are scared by them. So I was actually looking into, like, that side of it, why they become a scary thing.
Because is it not because of it?
No, it's not because... Well, no, because clowns have always been scary. It's been out for how long? Actually, was there an original It?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's probably been out for about 50 years.
Mm. Yeah, so... Right, well, there we go. some clowns quite... Some found them quite frightening and unknowable. They said that this may be because the nature of clowns' makeup is hiding their faces. So the reason that kids actually find them so scary is because psychologically, young children are very reactive to a familiar body type but with an unfamiliar face. So they found out that kids actually look at a clown as, hold on, this is quite a familiar kind of thing to what we're used, you know, like friends, parents, stuff like that. But it's really unfamiliar looking, so they find it naturally frightening, regardless of how the clown's dressed
up. Pretty impressive. Stephen King's ahead of his time, isn't he?
Yeah, well ahead.
Wrote that book about 20 years before they started performing. Anything else, Con?
Yeah, bits and bobs, but nothing really.
No, chuck it all in there, mate. Chuck it all in. Whatever you've learned, let's stick some nice music under the bottom of this. This is Wholesale Supermarket Sweep. Come on down. Anything Con has learned about clowns, he's going to tell you in the next minute. Go.
So the circus clown is a performer, yes, which works in a circus, yes. The idea of a clown is physical humour, different to what it used to be. The idea of a clown now is to make you laugh. It never used to be that. It used to be a priest, yes. They've now become a joke act. They often wear colourful clothing, makeup, wigs and exaggerated footwear. And the word clown comes from the Icelandic word klúni, which makes a clumsy person.
That's the most interesting thing of the whole thing. These clowns have been going on for years and years and years, and we've taken the word from Iceland. We never take words from Iceland.
No, we don't take words from Iceland, but we did hear clumsy person.
Is there a Latin drop-down of all
probably
of those?
Probably, they wouldn't be happy about telling us.
No, fair. Right, is that it? There's your minute done-ish.
Yeah, kind of. Done.
Sure, whatever. There you go.
Do you want a bonus clown fact? Thanks to Google. Do you know what female clowns are called? Clunts.
That's why you never hear female clowns. There you go. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Connor Explained. I hope you've learned a lot about the prestigious 30-year-long history of clowning. Say goodbye, Connor.
See ya.
Say goodbye, Mark.
Goodbye.
Anything you'd like Connor to explain for you, it's info@baffledpod.com. We'll see you Tuesday with a brand new episode of Full Baffled. Until then, ta-ra and hiya, Georgie.
Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.